Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Houston police are continuing their investigation into the death of a man found hanging from an underpass of a highway with burns from a possible fire. According to police, the victim was a man between 40 and 50 years old, found along the North Loop in Northeast Houston. His cause of death is still under investigation, pending an autopsy. Residents of Houston's East Downtown spoke out against a proposed living center for homeless people during a community meeting Thursday night. Larry Satterwhite, Public Safety and Homeland Security Director, told them the facility will actually result in a reduction in the number of homeless people on the streets of Edo.
We just need more beds. We need more services, and we need to be able to treat more people as quickly as possible.
Officials say the center could temporarily shelter upwards of 300 people at a time. It would also refer them to other services and housing. The facility is a key part of the plan to end street homelessness by the end of next year. Well, one of the major figures indicted in the NBA gambling scheme is a former University of Houston basketball player. Damon Jones played for the Cougars in the 1990s. Jones was a so-called face card in a fixed poker scheme. That's a high-profile figure gamblers are enticed to play against.
The so-called face cards included the defendant, Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach.
Joseph Nocella, the U.S. attorney in the case, said Jones was one of three people indicted across both cases by federal prosecutors. Mostly sunny today with a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon, high of 85. Right now, partly clear, 87 degrees on the UH campus.